This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, British hip-hop artist The Streets on his signature musical style. First, though, and this is a story you are likely to hear only on Day to Day, to the streets of India and the aggrieved snake charmers. More than 30 years ago, in a spirit of wildlife conservation, India outlawed snake trapping. It was a great victory for the serpents, and really, how many do they get? But what about India's famed snake charmers, we hear you ask, those mystical figures whose magic flutes could lure cobras to dance? Generally speaking, Day to Day is always on the side of snakes everywhere. Nevertheless, in New Delhi, we sent reporter Miranda Kennedy to cover the other side.
These snake charmers have handcrafted flutes and drums and colorful headdresses, but they don't have snakes. That's a problem for the snake charmer caste, who are called Yoginaths. There are an estimated 200,000 of them living in villages across North India. They've traditionally made their living by catching snakes from the fields and performing with them. Shishanath is a community elder.
Our traditional work as snake charmers is centuries old. We used to be nomads, moving from one place to another. In the past, our work was appreciated. We used to treat people bitten by snakes with our medicines. Now they have made a law.
The Yoginaths are mostly illiterate, but they have a high level of traditional knowledge. All the men know how to remove snakes from agricultural fields and how to collect herbs from the forest and make medicines from them, including snake bite antidotes. Despite the ban, they continue to catch venomous snakes, including two species that are nearly endangered. That's because the Yoginaths still identify themselves by their traditional trade and don't know what else to do to survive.
All that has happened is that it's gone underground. It's not that easy to find a snake charmer anymore, but they're still out there.
Bahar Dutt is with the Wildlife Trust of India. She recently completed a study of the snake charming community.
It's very closely linked to their caste identity. That's why even now they're demanding from the government that just allow one person from one family to carry on our tradition. And you have to see it in the social milieu in which they live. They live in villages where each caste is defined by what their occupation. So you have the landowning caste, you'll have the blacksmiths. For a snake charmer, it's the snake.
The snake charmers are on a low rung of the Hindu caste system that defines India's social structure. But they are highly respected for their ability to tame snakes, which are worshipped by many Hindus. During the annual snake festival, Hindus often visit the homes of the charmers to offer prayers to the snakes. But what's good for the charmers isn't always good for their snakes.
The trouble starts when they get them to their homes and they use them for performances because they defang them. That's the troublesome part, because for the snake, ultimately the venom acts as a digestive juice. So, you know, when you're removing the venom or when you're breaking their teeth, they say they release the snake back in the wild after a couple of months, but that snake is so weak that it's not going to survive. So ecologically, it's lost its value.
To do her research, Dutt lived with the secretive Yoginaths for more than a year. They tried everything to scare her off, including putting venomous snakes in her bag. But eventually they realized that she wanted to help them as well as the snakes. The Wildlife Trust Project understands that in order to get the snake charmers to stop trapping snakes, it's not enough to pass a law. The snake charmers must be given an alternative livelihood. Hence the proposal for the Dial-a-Snake Charmer service. It's popular with charmers like Banwari Nath.
India is famous for its snake charmers. We think there should be a snake charmers center to preserve our work. We also want to start a phone service. Suppose a snake is found in someone's house in Delhi, we will come and catch it. There should be an office with four or five snake charmers available.
The Wildlife Trust has asked the Forestry Department to issue trapping licenses for the charmers so they can handle snakes in the city and then release them back into the wild. They also hope to start using the charmers to teach children about snakes and to use their traditional medicines to help treat snake bites in government health clinics. But until these proposals come through, the Yoginaths will continue playing their distinctive music at weddings instead of snake charming performances and catching snakes on the sly. For NPR News, I'm Miranda Kennedy in New Delhi.